Watch a Wes Anderson film and you tumble down a rabbit hole into a world that's both weird and wonderful. The writer-director of Rushmore, The Royal Tenenbaums, and Moonrise Kingdom had a point of view that was completely original, dating all the way back to fifth grade when he and a friend dramatized a Kenny Rogers album.
We built quite a nice set and we just performed the whole album of The Gambler with puppets playing instruments. The thing that stuck in my mind was that it was a real flop, which is kind of a rare thing in fifth grade to be panned.
Wes Anderson stays true to his quirky sensibility in his latest cinematic adventure. The Grand Budapest Hotel unfolds as a story within a story within a story, sort of like a trio of Russian nesting dolls. It's set largely in 1932 in the Republic of Zubroka, a fictional country somewhere in Central Europe as fascism is on the rise. Ralph Fiennes stars as Monsieur Gustav, a fussy concierge at an elegant mountain resort. He's pulled into a madcap affair involving murder, a secret society of hotel concierges, and one heck of a prison escape. This is actually the first time Fiennes has teamed up with Wes Anderson, who's known for working with the same actors, like a little theater company. And Anderson stayed true to his unconventional ways when he approached Ralph Fiennes about the role.
Well, I got an email from Wes saying he had a script. He'd like me to read it and to let him know which part I liked.
He gave you the choice.
He did.
That was a psychological game.
You were testing him to see where he stood on this idea?
Well, I've always had this thought that the best way to get an actor to not want to be in your film is to offer them a part.
Why do you say that?
The number of times I've had someone say, well, I like everybody else's parts. I'm not so sure about my guy.
But I didn't have that reaction. I thought Gustav was a fantastic part.
Well, I want to play a scene from the movie. Ralph Fiennes, your character here is confronted by a police inspector, played by Ed Norton.
By order of the Commissioner of Police, Zubroka Province, I hereby place you under arrest for the murder of Madame Celine Villeneuve de Goffin Taxis.
I knew there was something fishy. We never got the cause of death. She's been murdered. And you think I did it?
Hey!
We should tell our listeners the sound there is the sound of your character turning and just sprinting away, trying to escape.
The police, yeah.
Yeah. What drew you to Gustav? Because Ralph Fiennes, you're sort of known for much more serious roles.
People say that to me, but I have played a few comedy roles. But anyway, Gustav is witty and he's profane and he's possibly a part-time gigolo. He's fastidious. He's very delicately sexually ambivalent in a way that's not specified, which I think is great. Although he might seem rather precious and vain, actually, he's revealed to have a great big and brave heart.
You know, as funny as this film is, like most of your work, Wes Anderson, that there is some darkness there. And in this case, because the onset of World War II, you know, is looming, how did you sort of deal with war and Nazis at the Grand Budapest Hotel?
Well, our story is some kind of pastiche, I guess, of this period and this region. You know, we have our own made-up country and our own war, which is maybe a mixture of the First and Second World Wars, and we have our own fascists. But that's really a background to the story, and what's happening isn't really about the war so much. That's just the context. This is a much more violent movie than I've ever made, and the violence doesn't necessarily have much to do with the war, but there is great brutality, and I think that's why it's there. It relates to this dark cloud that is over the continent, you know, at that point.
Why did you need that dark cloud there? What role do you feel like the war played here?
The story was, there are many different inspirations for it, but one of the biggest is the work of Stefan Zweig, the Austrian writer.
Who fled Europe in the 1930s and was the inspiration for this film in some ways.
Yes, in many ways. And Zweig's memoir is very much about the Europe that existed before the First World War, where art was the center of everything, where this very refined culture that he had joined and had participated in this evolution was so suddenly destroyed. And really, when he looks back on his life, this is the thing he describes the most forcefully.
Ralph Fiennes, you starred in one of the most famous movies ever made about World War II, Schindler's List, and you played an incredibly torturous role. When you do a movie like this and the war is sort of playing a different kind of role, it's a comic film, I mean, where is your head?
Well, I think comedy can treat serious matters very effectively. I think it's difficult to pull it off, possibly, but when I saw the set with these sort of pastiche SS banners and things, I thought it was very cleverly realised, and there's no question what Wes is saying in the film. But my head is not in Schindler's List, my head is in the Grand Budapest Hotel. There's a lightness of touch and a deftness and a sort of wonderful simplicity. When people use the word comedy, I think everyone thinks, oh, people laugh. But actually, comedy, in the French, use the word comedy to talk about drama. And the so-called comedies of Shakespeare are full of pain and loss and disappointment. And so it's actually sort of full of ironies and ambivalences and sort of grey areas.
I just want to ask you both that a lot of people will say that more than any other director, when you walk into a theater and a Wes Anderson movie starts, you can tell immediately that this is a Wes Anderson film. Ralph Fiennes, how do you define a Wes Anderson movie?
Well, one reaches for words to describe something which, in the end, everyone's experience of a Wes Anderson film would be slightly different. I get the feeling, Wes, that in your films you have a huge warmth for your characters. Every one of them has sort of been loved by you into how you've created them.
You know, every time I start doing one of these things, I'm thinking about everything that's different from the last one and the new things that we want to do. Then when the thing's done, you say, well, there's a lot like the one you did before. But this one is in Germany. We filmed in Germany. It's in a made-up country. I don't know how it relates to one that's on a train in India. Sometimes I'm aware I might be doing something similar to something I've done before, and the reason is because I don't like the alternatives that I can come up with. But generally, I feel like I'm doing something totally different.
And is the next idea for the next film already churning inside?
It's churning, like butter.
we'll look forward to it. Wes Anderson, Ralph Fiennes, thank you so much for talking to us. It's really been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Wes Anderson, Ralph Fiennes, their new movie, The Grand Budapest Hotel, opens this Friday.